Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. Again, we're wrapping up here with Zach Boland from Citizens. We are Citizens.net here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. I like to end with a little rapid fire. Zach, you got your game face on?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite junk food?
Licorice.
Really?
I don't know if people put that in the junk food category, but I love like Australian licorice.
Is Australian licorice different than what I get at Kroger?
Yep. It's different because it's like, I mean, you can get it in the States. It's softer. Mm. And I love that stuff. If you're looking for like another, I mean, I also really love popcorn, but I don't know that that's junk food.
Licorice definitely counts, but that,
okay.
You just don't get that much.
You don't.
Somebody say licorice very well. That's okay. Listen.
You don't.
Somebody's obviously eating it because they keep selling it, and so it must be you.
I wear the badge proudly.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I would say my favorite flavor is, what is this kind called? It's this chocolate kind we get all the time. Oh, mudslide. Mudslide's my favorite.
Mudslide. Who makes that?
Tillamook is one of the brands. You can get that at Kroger and stuff like that. It's around.
Mudslide. My wife will love that. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Dopey.
What color is your toothbrush?
Orange.
In the movie about your life, the Zach Boland story, what actor would play you?
Nicolas Cage. He's just the first one that came to mind.
If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Oh gosh. Black Panther.
What's your favorite board game?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, okay. If you had a time machine for one day, when and where would you go?
I would go back to any day before my dad died.
Yep. Your favorite cartoon growing up?
This is the first one that comes to mind, Doug.
That's a good one. I like that one. That's good. Would 12-year-old you think you were cool?
Yes, because of the music thing. But I don't know. Outside of that, I'm not sure.
And last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
I hate peanut butter with a passion.
Really? Just in all forms.
All of it. I hate it. The smell of it, all of it. And if someone's like, I don't like peanut butter, this one usually gets people. I really do not like pepperoni pizza.
Really?
Yeah, that's another one.
That's fair. What do you like pizza in general?
Oh, pizza is my favorite. Okay. Yeah, I love pizza.
It's not pepperoni. Yeah. That's fair.
No, I think it just kind of takes away from the great flavors of just the cheese sauce and dough. So.
You're just not as boring of a person as I am, is what it is. He's Zach Boland from Citizens. We are Citizens.net. Zach, you've been a ton of fun, man. Thanks so much for being
here. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much, Austin. Appreciate it, man. Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. Don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again.
to me. The devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah. If I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who surrounds, I'll let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I'll lift you up and up again. Up and up again. I'll lift you up and up again.
I know the plans you have for me. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing
if I get down.
Can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me. Swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was. Now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to you. And that's the truth. When I feel like there's so much noise living rent-free in my head, heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am true.
The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile.
I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am true.
Truth.
Again, we're wrapping up here with Sarah Kroger on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at sarahkroger.com. Sarah, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Rapid fire. Here we are.
What's your favorite junk food?
Oh, French fries.
Is there a particular kind or just all of them?
I mean, Chick-fil-A is my favorite, hands down. For sure. But
do you like the end ones, the ones on the end from Chick-fil-A?
No.
Those are trash.
I always give
they?
Those to my husband. Always.
I give them to the birds. I thought outside. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, mint chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Dopey.
What color is your toothbrush?
My travel toothbrush or my home toothbrush?
I'll take both.
It's teal. Yeah, it's teal. My home one. Yep.
In the movie about your life, the Sarah Kroger story, where she ultimately finds out she is part of the Kroger Empire, what actress would play you?
Oh, I'm going to say Natalie Portman. I don't know why.
I can see that. I can see that. That's a good one.
I mean, that's a big compliment to myself because she's so gorgeous, but I'm going to just put it out there. Natalie Portman.
Listen, this is a safe place. Most of the guys pick like Matthew McConaughey, which I'm like, we ain't even in the ballpark now. So could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Ooh, I'm going to say any Marvel character, male or female?
Sure.
Or just, I mean, because I really love Iron Man. So maybe if there's like an Iron Woman suit, maybe I could like
that.
Be that. You know what I mean?
That's what we'll do. We'll send the email. Cool. When we send the Billy Joel email, we'll send that email too.
Because Iron Man's gone. Spoiler alert.
What? I don't even know. What's your favorite board game? People are turning the show off, Sarah. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, man. Okay, right now it's what's that game where you trade wood and brick and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. What is it called?
Wood and brick.
Yeah, yeah. You're like trying to build an empire, but you can like trade like wheat and grass and I can't remember what it's
Hold
called.
On. Is it is it Pit?
No.
Trading.
No. It's a very popular game over the past couple of years. I can't remember what it's called.
Lumber?
Lumber.
Thing?
Yeah.
Catan? Settlers of Catan?
Settlers of Catan.
Settlers of Catan. There it is.
I love that game. I'm a classic Monopoly fan. I really am. It's a long one, but I love it.
Is Settlers of Catan the one you were trying to think of?
Yes.
All right, I'll check it out. That's a new one for me. That sounds
it's
good.
Fun.
I love
it's
a good
fun.
Board game. What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, Rugrats. I loved Rugrats.
It's good.
Also, Doug.
Yeah, I think we're about the same age. I think we're about the same age between Spice Girls and Doug.
I know.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she would. I think she would. Because 12-year-old me always played pretend that I was like actually part of like the Dixie Chicks on my playground in my backyard. So I think 12-year-old me would think I'd pretty cool.
Before we couldn't talk about the Dixie Chicks anymore. Remember that one? That whole thing went off the rails. That's fine. Oh, it's safe. Listen, safe
they're not
space.
Even called that anymore, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think.
The Chicks now, isn't it? It's like the Chicks.
The Chicks.
Which is interesting that that works in 2024.
I know.
What a confusing. They're just trying to get in trouble. Anyway. All right. Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't like spicy things. And I feel like a lot of people like Nashville hot chicken.
Yep.
Can't do it. I do not like spice at all. And I don't know that everyone loves that, but I know a majority of people love spicy, you know, hot sauce or what. I can't do an ounce of anything spicy. No.
There's the president of Visible Music College, where I am, Ken Storz. He loves spicy. Right. And so we'll go to these chicken places you know, yeah. Hattie B's or Gus's here in Memphis or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always so funny because he loves it. He says he loves it. And he's eating this chicken, and but I'm talking to him, and his eyes are, it's like he's crying. Uh-huh. It's like he's weeping over this chicken. And I'm always like, I don't think you really like this. I don't think this is real.
I don't get it. I know.
So I do like spicy things, but I don't want to cry when I eat it. I know that.
No, I don't even like when I go to a Thai place and they're like, what spice? I'm like, zero. If you could remove spice, please do that.
We're going to go the other way. Yeah. Oh, well, she's Sarah Kroger here on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about her at sarahkroger.com. Sarah, you've been a ton of fun today. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun. I really appreciate it.
Defined by mistakes, thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache, turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling. My soul is remade, but even the ransom can fall on the face. When I'm drowning in questions, when I've lost the path, your love is the answer. You're calling me back, back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do with my arms wide open. Doesn't matter all the times where I've been in over my head. I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again. Your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all I've seen what he can do.
why when mountains move, I say, looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, still stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I looks like somebody prayed. If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I choose the Jesus way. If you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way.